Just before we get back to this issue of tones in relationships, let me tell you what we have coming up this week. We're going to be saying a lot about personality. Personality, what does it say about us? Well, let's find out Tuesday, tomorrow, when we focus on teens and personality. And then later this week, as a matter of fact, on Saturday, I want us to take a look at whether or not we like ourselves. And if there's anything about ourselves that we don't like, can we change it? Yes. Saturday. Anything about ourselves that we don't like? If so, what can we do about it? Can we change it? Sunday. After Spiritual Perspectives, when we resume our discussion of developing emotional resilience, I want us to take a look at the personality of our spouses. In the second hour on Sunday, second hour this Sunday, the personality of our spouses. Is there a connection between our personality and our connection with our spouse? We're going to discuss that this Sunday. So just remember, you can go to speakingwith.com, check out this week's guests and topics, and that will let you know what we have planned for the week. Sometimes it does change, but it'll let you know what we have planned. Also, if for whatever reason you're not able to catch us live Monday through Sunday, 1 until 2 during the week, 1 until 3 on the weekends, by going to 1550 AM The Voice, as many of you do. Remember that you can always catch us online by going to speakingwith.com and clicking on the link that is labeled Listen Online at Your Convenience. And if you already know the name of the guest or the topic that you're interested in because you heard us talking about it while we were live before it actually aired, hey, no problem. You can just scroll down to the name of that guest or topic, bring it right up, click on that, on the name of that guest, name of that topic, and then you see the segments come up. Click on each segment as you're ready to hear it. That simple. Three quick clicks, free of charge. Click on Listen Online at Your Convenience, then click on the name of the guest or the topic, then click on each segment as you're ready to listen. We have guests who are going to be informing us this week as well. I'll be speaking with Betty Jones about work that the Mock Academy is doing to help build our community with a special focus on our children. And that's going to take place this Thursday at 1:30. Power Friday is going to be interesting as Megan Wade joins us to talk about 811. How many of you remember that number and you remember what it's connected to? 811. That's right. There you go. That is the call before you dig number. Well, there's quite a few details. There are quite a few details to this whole notion of digging before we call. And Megan Wade is going to give us the 411 behind the 811 this Friday at 1:30. This Friday at 1 o'clock, Dr. Craig Albert is going to join us, assistant professor of political science at Augusta University. And he is going to connect the dots for us between hip-hop, and politics. Would you have guessed that there is a connection between hip-hop and politics? Dr. Craig Albert is going to lay it down for us this Friday at 1 o'clock. So again, for our guests this Thursday at 1:30, Betty Jones with the Mock Academy. Friday at 1 o'clock, Dr. Craig Albert, and he'll be talking hip-hop and politics. And at 1:30 on Friday, Megan Wade, making sure we really get it as to why it's so important that we call before we dig. You dig? All right. Tones and relationships. How do you do and how does your partner do? How do each of you do when it comes to communicating with each other? Because we know that, you know, a lot of people say it's not what you say, but it's how you say it. And a lot of you have heard me say, I don't agree with that. It is what you say and is how you say it. People are not idiots. And very often, you know, folks might think they're getting over by making an insulting comment to someone and thinking that the person doesn't pick up on it. But very often people know when they're being insulted. It is what we say and how we say it. Now, what we say. What about the choice of words that we use? The choice of words we use. Sometimes we really don't mean any harm. But the words that we choose to convey whatever we're thinking about may not be received the way we sent them. We may have sent those words out of our mouths with the recipient, intending for the recipient to receive those words one way. In fact, the very way we had in our minds when we said what we said. But for whatever the reason, the person on the receiving end of those words and the message being conveyed by the words, by those words, did not receive in the way we intended. They took it a whole nother way. And sometimes it's because of the way we pick up on the meanings of the words. And so you may have, let's say, 10 words that were involved in some idea that you just expressed. And the combination of those 10 words had one meaning for you. The combination of those same words may have meant something very, very different to the person you spoke to the person you sent that message to. It may not have been each individual word. It may be the way people perceive the combination of those words. And sometimes it is just one word. Just one word. There's something about this word in the sentence that you just uttered that rubbed me the wrong way. You should have said, and they might tell you another way that you could have said the same thing once they finally got to the point where they understood what you were really trying to convey. Oh, well, you should have said it this way. And you're listening, you know, if you're listening. If you're really listening with your heart and not just your physical ears, but with your heart as well, you're thinking to yourself, oh, okay. Now, I definitely didn't mean it the way you took it. But now that you've explained why you took it the way you did, I definitely can see your point. I understand. I truly understand that. And so let's deal with that thought the way you expressed it, because I'm okay with the way you expressed it. The way you expressed it does mean the same thing as what I had in mind when I said what I said. So let's just go ahead and reframe it the way you restated it. I'm okay with that. And then you can move forward with it. Word choice is important. But what about tones? And then when I say tones, you know what I'm talking about. We're talking communication, so I'm talking about tone of voice. What tone of voice do you use? So often, we can use a sarcastic, flippant, dismissive tone of voice. That's bad news, because you're sending a very clear message by using that kind of tone. You can use a tone of voice that is very, very hostile and comes across as being aggressive, maybe even malicious. That's bad for relationships. And especially if you have someone who is frequently using bad word choices, someone who is frequently using bad tones of voice, then they give their partner reason to be suspicious of them, to be uncomfortable with them. And can there be some fear in a relationship because of that? Absolutely. And if not fear, at the very least, discomfort. Great discomfort in the relationship because of the way the relationship is being handled. You cannot handle your partner in a negative way without handling your relationship to your partner in a negative way, even if that relationship is in the form of a marriage. Word choices and tones of voice. You use a flippant, dismissive attitude, tone of voice, which sends the message you don't even care what your partner's talking about. It doesn't interest you. It doesn't bother you. You could care less. Is that the way we want to be communicating with our partner? You can best believe that when someone chooses to communicate in that manner, you are looking at a partner who is not a genuinely loyal friend to their marriage, to their spouse. Change is needed. You know, we talked about that earlier. Change is needed. I mean, needed. If the marriage is going to be made beautiful, as I said before, it is impossible for a marriage to be made beautiful unless both partners are committed to doing their part to make the marriage beautiful. I'll be back in a few.